This is what success sounds like.
That is the sound of...
I don't know if you've ever heard this before.
That is the sound of absolutely owning your life and surroundings.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've tried to warn you. We're just much like
I don't know how
every classic horror movie ever.
Yeah,
we've tried.
You're in the audience screaming.
Don't go.
Don't go in there.
Don't click play.
We're the audience, actually.
That's right.
We're the audience and the killer.
And the monster.
Sorry.
Dual purpose. I mean, it's...
We try to tell you.
We're a small network. We don't have a whole lot of money to throw around. Mm-mm. Special effects, everything. Sometimes we have to double up on roles. I mean, certainly not to, the mastery of Sir Edward Murphy, but, it's like, we try to do what we can with our talents.
We put the nutty.
Yeah.
We put the nut
Let me tell
nutty
you what.
Professor.
Oh, well, as often as possible, at least.
Meet the Clumps.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Sandler, too. We're as relevant... And also,
as Adam Sandler.
As Adam Sandler. And as effective, I would say.
Oh, well, without a doubt, it's effective.
With annoying people.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's one thing that we excel at, it's not excelling at things. And that keeps us just relevant enough for people to be annoyed. Kind of like that fly that... It's in the house, and when you're not doing anything, you're wondering, how in the fuck did that thing get in here?
Yeah. It's only got 24 hours to live.
Right, and so the clock is ticking, and you can only interrogate a fly so much before they die. An exoskeleton is very weak.
It's like just paper thin. Squat.
Got to waterboard them with an eyedropper. How did you get in here?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, here we are.
Anyway.
And once again, you're here with us, and I guess, if you listen to a show called Say You Love Satan,
yeah,
you do want to find yourself in hell. And
right.
Here you are.
Right, right. You've arrived.
You have made it.
Yes. We're the waiting music.
We're the elevator music that turns out to not necessarily be an elevator.
The elevator rarely
works. And it only goes down. You can only go down from here. I love being able to just look down and know that that's where I'm aiming, because I'm always going to succeed.
Well, see,
I'm always going to fall.
I tell you, I've been on a lot of roofs. I've been on a lot of very tall ladders. It's the falling part that I'm always worried about. So when I get to sit down and provide some content to the world, it's nice to know that there's nowhere else to fall.
It's not the falling, it's the landing.
And that's true. It's true. Yeah.
The falling, you're perfectly safe.
Yeah, it really is. It's all about sort of metering that process out.
And until we find the ground, you're still intact. And soon enough, you're going to be a big old pile of that goo.
Right,
and
yeah.
And then bones.
Yeah, goo and then bones, because sometimes the bones start to grow back from... It depends upon what the goo was made of, if it was, the secret ooze, or, there's a lot of different possibilities.
Yeah, we don't know your life.
No, we're not pretending to assume to know what you do in your spare time.
Just to drive people away for about 5 minutes, and then we start talking about relevant fucking shit that we're meant to.
It's all about the filter. You have to be initiated. If you've learned nothing so far,
we gotta beat you over the head.
That's right. Exactly right. You need to suffer a little bit so that we know you can belong in this fraternity.
Mm-hmm. It's punishment ASMR.
Exactly.
That's what we offer.
That's
what we give you.
That's right. Yeah, you've done this to... I keep saying you've done this to yourself, but what's the point anymore?
We're doing it to you, too.
We're doing it to you, too. We're complicit.
I'm kind of getting something from it, too, if
you
ask
me. Let
me
tell you what. I didn't like it before, but it's not so bad anymore. Life's good. I enjoy life. So, I don't know, what the fuck are we supposed to do here?
Well, here we go with the actual business of the episode.
Yeah.
We've got some news to share with you, and unfortunately, it's all bad news.
As usual.
Everything you wanted to have happen it's not happening.
Right.
It's the opposite.
But the good news / additional bad news is we're going to be here with you.
We're here to present it to you. If you would like us to write in or text, email, whatever, and have us deliver bad news to somebody or to yourself.
Right.
If you have some bad news you need to give, we'll be happy to give it.
Yeah.
Just let us know what to say.
Right.
Okay. Just like the way we found some things to tell you about today.
We did it.
And we have some horror related news. Let's see. Let's start off with the big one. Actually, no. They're all pretty much the same level of interest. But
sure.
Peacock is the network that's putting out this new series called Hysteria. The show is, it's just, they just grabbed up Garrett Dillahunt, if you're familiar with him. He's on Last House on the Left. He's also from, like, Looper, I think, and he was in Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, I think he was
okay,
in briefly.
Yeah.
But this show has Bruce Campbell already signed up and ready to go with it. It has a list of other people I don't really know. Uh-huh. I'll name them off for you real quick. Millie Shapiro from Hereditary, you might know her.
Mm-hmm.
Allison Scagliotti, Jessica Tresca, Julie Bowen. Oh, I know her from Modern Family. Anna Camp, MJ yeah. Anthony, Chiara Aurelia.
Yeah, you got it.
Kezia Curtis and Nikki Hahn.
Oh.
So here's a full synopsis of the show. Mm-hmm. When beloved varsity quarterback disappears during the satanic panic of the late 80s, a struggling high school heavy metal band of outcasts realize that they can capitalize on the town's success or town's sudden interest in the occult by building a reputation as a satanic metal band, until a bizarre series of murders, kidnappings, and reported supernatural activity triggers a leather-studded witch hunt that leads directly back to them. Bad time to try to capitalize on
there you go.
The occult. But that's the setup. If you like Bruce Campbell, as I'm sure most horror movie nerds do, like myself,
yeah, it's kind of
keep your ears open for it.
Part and parcel, we'll I suppose.
If you have Peacock. Is right. Peacock free?
No. You get the free trial and whatever, of
fuck
course.
It. But. Well, this won't be free either, but it's on its way. There's an official Paranormal Activity video game that will be released in 2025. So at least that's what they're aiming for. We all know how video game development goes.
Oh,
could
yes.
be a while.
Right on time.
Now, I don't give a fuck about the Paranormal Activity series of movies.
Sure.
I'm not into I'm into found footage, but I'm not into, like, the haunted found footage thing that's just right. the same repeat over and over again.
Right,
especially,
right,
like, a world-building one.
It's nothing but jump scare.
That's yeah. boring to me. Yeah. I really like VHS, mm-hmm. you know, the movie series. I like the anthology. I like seeing different stories come from different people
mm-hmm.
and kind of what they can do. And I like, I think that found footage is an interesting venue for them to blend the CGI without it seeming like totally out of place.
Right.
They can mix it in with like the poor quality of old videos.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Gives
because
them a little
it
leeway.
Feels more real.
Mm-hmm.
So this, I'm actually interested in this though, because I think that a video game around this property might be kind of cool. It's going to be one of those asymmetrical multiplayer games, mm-hmm. probably. Let's see here. It says, the game will feature an advanced haunt system, which will dynamically alter the types and intensity of scares players will encounter based on their actions. I like a game that learns along with you and it tries mm-hmm. to freak you out.
Sure.
Let's see. Dread XP's Paranormal Activity video game will bring the franchise's groundbreaking found footage style to horror enthusiasts in surprising new ways, immersing them in a story that expands upon the lore and world of the films. Dread XP co-director and creative director Brian Clark, the developer of the acclaimed The Mortuary Assistant, leads the development of Paranormal Activity. Now, I haven't played that. Mortuary Assistant. So he says, we're thrilled to work with Paramount Game Studios and have the opportunity to bring the world of Paranormal Activity to gamers everywhere. The films are steeped in rich lore and creative scares, and under the stewardship of creative director Brian Clark, Dread XP's Paranormal Activity video game will honor those core tenets and offer horror fans one of our most terrifying games yet. So we'll see if they can deliver on that promise.
There you go.
I don't have high hopes.
I don't.
Like
either.
I said, I'm not really following it, but I'll try out any horror video game.
Whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Whatever keeps you up at night.
Whatever can keep you up at night. Like this. This is terrifying. I picked this out because it's fucking my nightmare.
Yeah.
There's a movie called Sting coming out, and it's based around, like, clearly Sting. You know, what could it be?
From the police?
don't stand so close to me. I mean, I don't want this thing standing close to me.
No.
So writer-director Kia Roche-Turner mm-hmm. will unleash arachnophobia-inducing terror this spring with Sting, a spider-infested horror movie featuring practical effects and a monstrous eight-legged creature. So there's some new images that came out. In Sting, one cold, stormy night in New York City, a mysterious object falls from the sky and smashes through the window of a rundown apartment building, as if that wouldn't crater the building.
Yeah,
by
no,
the way.
No, not at all.
It is an egg, and from this egg emerges a strange little spider.
Mm-hmm.
The creature is discovered by Charlotte, well, that's on the nose, a rebellious 12-year-old girl obsessed with comic books.
Naturally.
Despite her stepfather Ethan's best efforts to connect with her through their comic book co-creation, Fangirl, Charlotte feels isolated. Boy, this is sounding campy.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother and Ethan are distracted by their new baby and are struggling to cope, leaving Charlotte to bond with the spider, keeping
yes.
it as a secret pet.
Yes.
She names it Sting.
Mm-hmm.
As Charlotte's fascination with Sting increases, so does its size. growing at a monstrous rate, Sting's appetite for blood becomes insatiable. Neighbors' pets start going missing, and then the neighbors themselves. Soon, Charlotte's family and the eccentric characters of the building realize that they are all trapped, hunted by a ravenous, supersized arachnid with a taste for human flesh, and Charlotte is the only one who knows how to stop it. So, I like the premise of it. I like a lot of premises, as we'll come to find out. But we'll see how that delivers, always.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way that we thought they might.
I'm, like, such an arachnophobe, you know? So, I mean, anything that gets into that, like, imagery, you know, I'm always, like, I'm immediately repulsed and freaked out by it. So, I'm drawn to it.
The Wild, Wild West.
No. my disgust with spider-like appendages and creatures and such, that really didn't extend to that. I was way more disgusted by Will Smith's atrocious lifting of classic Stevie Wonder material to do his goddamn stupid fucking song and dance look at me fucking vanity project. Every single thing Will Smith does is a vanity project of some sort or another.
Of course, yeah.
Him slapping the shit out of Chris Rock. I mean, was that for anyone's benefit besides his?
He has a cigar, but he doesn't light it. Mm-mm. It's just for the look.
Yeah.
Don't forget. He's just biting it. That's all he's doing.
So, yeah, I'm kind of interested in that film. We'll see how it plays out. And on the video game front, once again, we have another property that's getting a video game treatment. Don't know if we brought this up previously or if you've been paying attention yourself, but there's a Killer Clowns from Outer Space video game that's coming out. It's been announced, but it now has a release date.
Yep.
So pre-orders are actually already open. They started February 21st. Mm-hmm. So it is a 3v7 asymmetrical multiplayer. So three people are going to be one of the clowns each.
Right.
And seven people are townspeople. And basically your object is to, you know, escape the town, not get turned into a motherfucking cotton candy goop.
Yeah,
or whatever
goopy
the fuck
guy.
That is right. in the movies. So you can take on the role of the iconic killer clowns, cooperate in a team of three players, utilize unworldly abilities, hunt humans with zany weapons, and plan your alien invasion to harvest the population of Crescent Cove successfully. The human team they explore the city for valuable loot and weapons, avoid getting captured by the clowns, and try to survive the alien invasion. It comes from Illphonic and Terravision Games. Illphonic did the Friday the 13th game. They worked on it. Gun Media put that out, but then, as they did with a lot of things, they just abandoned it. Well, they also did Predator Hunting Grounds, and they also did the Texas Chainsaw Massacre game that's come out. Now, the thing is, I like Friday the 13th game a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, like, it got tied up in a lawsuit, and then it kind of got dropped, and they couldn't put more content out. But they also kind of just gave up on it.
Okay.
I mean, it's sad when these... So this game will be the same thing. Get in while you can. I mean, there's an Evil Dead game that I really like.
Yeah.
But that game also is just announced that it recently announced that there will be no more new updates.
Wow.
So it's kind of nice. You can play it offline. You don't necessarily have to be with other people.
Yeah, that's good.
But it has like a really cool RPG element, team dynamic, really good it's kind of like D&D because you have like the DM almost is like the Kandarian demon.
Oh, cool.
And then
okay.
like the players have skill trees and they're like different. They're broken down into different types. Like there's a healer, rogue, you know.
The
warrior.
Usual.
Yeah, usual stuff.
Right.
So I highly recommend that if you like it. Killer Clowns, we'll see how it shapes up to be. I'll give it a play and I'll let you guys know. And this was an interesting article here. It turns out that Robert Englund has someone in mind to take the helm of his most famous role.
Yes.
That being of driving Miss Daisy. But his second famous role, most famous role, he has some idea who he might want to be. clearly, you know, the Freddy Krueger role is kind of up for grabs. I guess he feels like he's too old.
Yeah. He's getting to a point now.
He said that I'm too old to do another Freddy now. If I do a fight scene now, it's got to be real minimal because I can't snap my head for eight different takes in different angles. My spine gets sore. I can still be mean and scary, but I'm mostly relegated now to sort of Van Helsing roles, old doctors and shit. So it's fun that the last moment of me ever playing Freddy is a wink to the audience.
There you go.
He continues on that he has a choice of someone he would like to replace him, and that is Kevin Bacon.
There you go.
But what has Kevin Bacon said about the possibility of taking on the role of Krueger?
This is a good question.
While speaking of Screen Rant, which we don't care about.
Yeah, who cares?
He was promoting a movie. He said, never say never. I mean, I say never say never, but I really do follow that. There's very few things that I go, nah. You just never know. Wow, that was really definitive.
Thank you so much.
Let's all just take a moment with Robert Englund to fantasize about if Kevin Bacon was Freddy Krueger.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be extra crispy Krueger.
It would be.
Extra crispy bacon.
Yeah. Now,
here's one that I thought you might be interested in.
On the other side of things.
Yeah. Talking about somebody just maintaining their position in their role. Doug Bradley would love to play an older, darker Pinhead in Scarlet Gospel, I think.
Yes!
So, what is that? Can you inform me about that?
That's one of Clive Barker's more recent additions.
Oh, okay.
To sort of that universe, yeah.
Interesting. So, he said that, I certainly never say never. Once again, like Kevin
Here
Bacon.
They are.
He never says never either. I've never said I was done with it. I've never said I'm retired from it. Well, that's kind of good to know.
Yeah.
He said, I'm sensible about these things, too. I was in my mid-30s when I first played the character, and I was just turning 50 when I played him the last time. I ain't in that age range anymore. I'm now in my 70th year. He looks pretty good for being 70, though.
Yeah, he does.
We've seen him a couple times in person. And to some extent, I think special effects makeup is a younger man's game, which I do understand that because you got to be in there for like hours.
Oh, right.
God almighty. You couldn't pay me to do that shit.
No way.
So Bradley's ideal circumstances for a return would be an adaptation of Barker's 2015 novel, The Scarlet Gospels, which concerns the end of Pinhead. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
If we did that, we could maybe present an older Pinhead to be aware of the fact that I am the age I am. That time and gravity does what time and gravity does.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Right. It's going to make me saggy.
Saggy Pinhead.
Wrinkly.
That's it.
I love it. So he said that the Scarlet Gospel's vision differs from that of Hellraiser. Christian theology was very much avoided in relation to the way that hell was talked about in the first Hellraiser movies. Clive typically blew that wide open with the Scarlet Gospels. It's very theological on a cosmological scale. He's kind of interested in playing that. What do you think? Do you think they'll ever adapt it?
I would love to see that happen. I think that would be so poetic because of all the... I mean, not only with the sort of reboot that happened, you know, with the one he did for... What, Netflix or whatever. But,
was that Netflix?
Who was that for?
Hulu, maybe?
Hulu, that's what it was. It was Hulu.
One of those fucking networks you got to pay for. My God.
Exactly right.
Dude, what a weird world we're living in right now.
Yeah.
Not to get too off topic here, but like all those streaming services came out to be an alternative to cable, which is just bundled television, right?
Right.
To be a cheaper alternative to give the choice to the customer.
Yeah, it was all about choice.
Same thing about Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's somewhere you can stay real close.
Yep.
It's much cheaper.
Oh,
guess
yeah.
what? Fucking cable's cheaper than all the streaming services put together now.
Yep.
And now they're talking about bundling them, which is cable. It's fucking cable all over
again. Right back around. It's almost like they had to do it for a reason.
Yeah. But it's like, what the fuck, dude? Why are you just repeating history?
Round and round.
Same thing with...
Rat told us already.
Rat. You should listen to Rat's prophetic words, baby. And the same thing with Airbnbs. Now they're more expensive than hotels. It's cheaper to just go to hotels.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's way less hassle. Too. They make you do all kinds of fucking bullshit. It's fucking dumb. So here we are in this world where, you know, you got to go to Hulu, Peacock, and every other motherfucking which way. But whatever they end up putting this movie out with, I mean, I'm assuming it will get adapted because there's Hellraiser as a franchise.
Yeah, right? I mean, as long as they can find somebody to do it, because I don't think, you know, it's just a matter of finding a director and everybody.
Does he normally direct those films?
Clive?
Yes.
No.
Speaking with, like, some serious ignorance.
He hasn't for a long time, no.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll look at some trailers here next, huh?
Yeah, sure. Let's set up some trailers.
Trailer time.
Here's what's new. Here's what's coming.
All right.
Here's what's on the way.
Here we go. So first up, we're going to do Night Shift.
Night Shift.
Night Shift.
Driving down the road.
Yep. All tucked in.
Tucked in. I love that motel name.
Perfect.
Genius marketing.
It's Gwen, right?
Gwen Taylor.
Gwen Taylor.
30 miles.
What's up?
Place. Look,
it's just real, it looks real laid back right now, I guess. Oh, nope, not anymore.
This place is
taxidermy.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Really got to get this thing fixed. Oh, boy. Now, we got 20 cabins, all are basically identical.
Ew.
If you take to the job, the maybe we can make it a regular thing.
Ew, God, what the?
Great. Bubbly. What kind of security do you have here?
Security? Well, if you want, there's a fire axe next to the vending machine. Nobody's going to mess with you if you're swinging that thing around, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the night shift.
Excuse me. Are you okay?
Asian!
Oh, no! There's an Asian woman behind me.
How does this dump even stay open?
People probably died here.
Oh, okay. Well, there's some snooty rich people, apparently.
Apprehend a convicted murderer who escaped a facility Wednesday evening.
It's for you.
Is it haunted, or are they just assholes coming through? Like, I'm not sure what the...
It's haunted assholes coming through. Just the it's just the scary part between the cheeks.
Just the scary. I kind of like it if it's all those things.
Yeah, I'm game.
I'm fine with it if, like, let's blend them all together. Let's make their like a psycho. And this is not what this trailer is all about at all.
No.
But let's make it like some psycho stalker murderer while also like hunting people in like a haunted house.
Yeah.
And the house that's owned by the person, like the person who owns the haunted house.
Right.
They're a serial killer. Let's throw them all together, baby.
Just put it all together.
Mix it up.
Everybody's haunted.
It's called Monster Mash.
One of them's a demon. The other one's a vampire.
Yeah.
And the other one is
Love it.
Van Helsing.
Yeah.
Reincarnated.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm with you.
Yeah, he's ready.
Let's fucking do this thing.
It's going to be so good. I can't wait to see this movie. Oh, yeah. We're going to watch the trailer for I Saw the TV Glow. Here we go.
I know this might sound crazy.
There's still time, man.
There is still time.
I don't want to alarm you.
Turn this off.
Do you remember a TV show we used to watch together?
Lady, I don't even know you.
It was called...
Ooh.
The Pink Opaque?
Yeah.
What?
Do you watch?
The Pink Opaque. I like that name, though.
A24, baby.
So I picked this out here.
Come on, get the wallets out.
Each episode, they help each other fight a new monster from across the county.
So some kind of...
But it's way too scary for most kids.
90s Power Rangers kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
We need to harness the full potential of our shared powers.
Kind of effects.
Sometimes the Pink Opaque feels more real than real life.
Manny, it was a TV show.
Are you sure that's all it was?
Oh. All right.
I like girls. You know that, right?
Totally. That's fine.
What about you? Do you like girls?
There you go. That's bonding time.
Something common.
That's how she flirts.
Right across that football field for no reason. This is like a weird indie
Something's
movie.
Wrong. This isn't how life is supposed to feel. Tell me you know it's true.
Maddie, it's just the suburbs.
Seems like you're always somewhere else lately.
Big fish tank. Map of the sky.
Maddie disappeared without a trace. All they found was her TV set burning in the backyard.
Oh, fuck. Now I recognize this kid. I'll tell you where I remember him from now.
I told myself I made the right choice.
So this is some kind of weird, trippy-ass, like...
What if I really was someone else?
Yeah, some sort of blur
far away on the other
of
side
reality.
Of the screen.
Yeah. This is giving me, like, Mandy vibes.
Yeah, it does sort of have that, like, overlay like, of reality.
Yeah, like an altered reality kind of psychotic, you know, mental break kind of shit.
Well...
Kind of interesting. But the kid who was playing the lead there, he was in this game called The Quarry.
I remember you talking about it. It was really good.
He played one of the characters in it.
Okay.
I was having the hardest time placing him because I'd only seen him on a video game and I was controlling him.
Yeah,
I'm
right,
like,
exactly.
Oh, fuck, but he looks exactly the same.
I'm not used to you doing what you want. Didn't recognize you there. You follow my command.
Oh man.
Well, let's check out this. Apparently this boy is able to kill the entire world.
Well, I wish he could. I wish him all the success that he can possibly get.
Godspeed, child. He could save the world from another episode.
Here we go. Billy Skarsgård's taking off the clown makeup. And he's gonna be the lead.
This was never a great city. But it was ours.
Pop burgers, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Until Hilda van der Kooi took it from us.
Whoa!
Famke Janssen.
Control. They call
she's
it come.
The she's
calling.
Back.
They're all gonna watch and cheer as you die.
That's me, facing televised execution by breakfast cereal mascots.
Yeah.
Not my happiest day. But let me take you back to an even worse one.
Okay.
The day the van der Kooi's killed my family and left me deaf and mute.
What?
So, I made a three-step plan. Step one, give myself an inner voice. I took the last one I remembered from this video game. Player one wins! Step two. Get stronger. A lot stronger. And step three. Join a team.
Okay.
Welcome to the resistance.
What?
Yeah. Go. Go, team. The mission is simple. Make the Vanderkoys pay for what they have done. Insert crazy action montage.
Oh, from Sam Raimi. Producer, anyway.
Yeah.
Pretty dope action scenes, though. Got, like, nice cinematography. And apparently the one of the guys who worked on Barbarian is on it, too.
Okay.
Hence the Bill Skarsgård.
The trailer kind of feels like if I were to ask the person who directed it, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I love Deadpool.
That is pretty much. I can do that. I can make that myself.
Run time!
Got Charlton Copley in there, too.
Yeah.
Known for the for his District 9 and...
You have reached your final destination.
Chappie and all that other shit.
Oh, my God, no! I have information. I'm going to help you.
What?
Stop!
Probably wasn't going to help us.
Definitely sounded like he was going to help us.
What? So, wait a minute. So, is he like, he's speaking?
He's speaking to himself. This is an inner monologue that he has the entirety of the movie.
I was like, does he wear some sort of contraption that makes that inner voice then now play to the world?
That would be kind of interesting.
Oh, my God.
But no, it's just like a tongue-in-cheek.
Come on, chapter three. Let's just stick with it. That's working fine.
Let's put the right name on this thing now, okay? It's titled, It's Chapter Three.
Chapter Three is where we want to go.
That's kind of in the vein of, like, The Running Man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's kind of what the vibes it gave me. Schlocky 80s, you know, action film. That's kind of what... With the sensibilities of more like the John Wick. And Deadpool, you really nailed it. I think that's pretty much is what they're trying to make it.
Yeah, because Zombieland just skirted it. Like, they just walked that razor's edge of drifting into this movie's territory.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, we'll see. Maybe it'll have some redeeming qualities. It'll turn out to be okay.
Yeah, but it looks like it might be a fun watch. Definitely a turn-your-brain-off kind of thing.
And
more, I guess, orbiting or remotely around horror, not so much. It's much more of an action film.
Right.
But... Had a lot of style to it.
Well, and that's it. Sometimes it's all about the style.
More
that's
focusing on the
it.
80s part of the the 80s.
There you go. That's it.
The network we're on.
Well, let's see what
Here's
else we
one
have here.
That I can't wait for you to tear apart.
Let's see. I guarantee you it has nothing to do with anything, and they're just using the word.
And that's right.
This is tarot. Let's see what it is here.
Your fate is in the cards, Matt.
Nope.
Yeah. Light those candles. Ooh, okay, you got this little...
That's the Zodiac.
All right. Because big-ass cards, too. They're not even, like, palm-sized.
Yeah, they're the ones that we usually use to teach.
Oh, interesting.
Because you can see them from farther away.
What do you think about the art on those tarot cards? You like that?
There's some of them. I mean, that's the death card, but that's not usually the death. Right? Doesn't look like that.
This old deck's kind of strange. Where did you find
your old deck's beard?
Oh, I found it in a spooky attic.
How do you know that's the right side?
Is that an unspoken rule, Matt? Not to use somebody else's cards?
You're not supposed to, no. But that's also because of superstition, but that's a whole other thing. The high priestess is not blindfolded.
Well, this one is.
Yeah, no.
Oh, breaking your neck, hopefully.
Oh, I kind of see what they're doing.
Killed by an attic ladder. That's lame.
Or hermit with the
hermit
with the scream guy.
Oh, look, it's the Babadook.
The magician with the Babadook.
Okay, they're just mimicking the art of the cards and their deaths, I guess.
Yeah, that's supposed to be the fool and hangman.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
The
proximity detection in the car is picking up on monsters.
Yep. And they're playing
Hangman.
And they lost already. They lost and they guessed all the letters. They don't know how to play, apparently.
So here's my takeaway from that, okay?
Oh, my God.
These movies have... Sometimes they have, like, really cool effects to them. And the... So I like the monster effects. I like the use of, like, the CGI that gets better and better as time goes on. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's an interesting use, or like, that's creative.
Sure.
Plot-wise, no.
Nope.
Dumb.
Nope.
That's fine. I mean, it's really stupid because tarot is not like, they'll just make anything spooky, I guess.
Well, they want,
right?
Because they're like, oh yeah, people don't know what this is about.
Yeah.
Let's make it about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole point,
let's
I guess.
Let's use a buzzword and get people's butts in the seats. Mm-hmm. And let's piss
people off.
And they're
doing it at just the right time because the wave has started to crash and recess. And so now...
Oh, has it now, finally?
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, and good. So now people are starting to get on the opposite, that it's evil and that it's...
All right.
And so it's just the right time to put out a horror movie about it.
Yeah.
And then we'll see you again in another 15 to 20 years.
Yeah. When it's a new age thing.
That's
again.
Right. And then we'll be right back around again.
Well, the art for it and the effects look kind of cool.
It seems like a 13 Ghost ripoff, and they don't have Tony Shalhoub. So.
Or Matthew Lillard.
Or Matthew Lillard is exactly right.
I didn't realize how much ass he can carry.
Woo!
Okay? He can carry ass for days.
You know it.
He got chain of ass.
Oh, he's...
Just butt cheek after butt cheek lined up. Butt to butt,
not a problem.
And he can tow that
all
shit
day.
Like
all
a
day.
Fucking like a cross continental freight train,
like a stallion.
Yeah,
yep.
That's right.
He's working for Budweiser.
That's right. He's Clydesdale. Call him Clyde. Change my name, Clyde Lillard.
They call him Clyde. Sometimes they call him Dale, but no, well enough. You never know. Never know what they're gonna call him. Just they'll
keep
haul
you on
that
the toes.
Ass.
But he's hauling ass big
that's,
time.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know.
And what you should do is haul ass.
That's right. Because we're getting ready. It's time to get to the movie.
Yeah. Here we go. Spoilers ahoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna get into this movie.
Here we go.
It's called Double Blind.
Double Blind. And I wish that these two heads were doubly blind watching this film.
Read my mind.
Ugh.
It starts out, there's a little mouse running around in a cage.
Oh, that's it.
Guy picks him up.
Flowers for Algernon. That's what it is.
Right into the mouse guillotine.
What the fuck is... Who makes a mouse-sized guillotine? That's just cruel. That's like not... That has no scientific purpose whatsoever. Allison was immediately like, oh, no. I can't watch this shit.
Somebody that majored in veterinary medicine and minored in European history.
I fucking love guillotines and... I know a lot about science.
Let me tell you what. I majored in rats. I minored in guillotines. This is my dream job.
I'm a French revolutionary at heart.
Let me tell you what. I am the dark side of Ratatouille.
That would actually be awesome if under the executioner's hood there was a mouse that was making him pull the string to cut people's heads off.
He's dead, like his eyes are gone and there's a mouse inside there like pulling on the brain.
You can see it darting between the holes of his former eyeballs. Oh, dude.
So then the mouse sets the tone. Yeah, then.
Because you're like, well, this is fucking stupid and
great.
Doesn't have any basis in science.
Nope.
Well, let's keep that theme along the whole rest of the
there
movie because for the life of me, couldn't figure out what the fucking medical, like, there was no sound medical premise for what they were talking about. I even checked with Allison. She goes, nothing makes any sense.
No.
Not,
they're saying
not
it
a
far
single
too
bit
fast
of it.
For it to make sense.
Yeah, they are. They're really hoping you just don't pay attention.
No.
So
it all starts
mouse
off,
guillotine, and then we get into
so then we
the
start
characters.
To meet some people, right?
I can't remember the name of the main character.
The main character's name is Claire Brady.
Claire,
yes,
that's it. Claire Brady,
go.
The right. Forgotten Brady Bunch child.
Thank God you have me.
Thankfully, you're paying attention to specifics.
This is a dumb movie.
I'm just forming opinions. That's all I'm doing. I'm just watching images flash across my eyes. Okay.
Well, so then we get to meet Claire's annoying roommate.
Yes. Allison.
Allison.
I remember it because they said her name and Allison.
Friends.
My Allison said.
Right.
Her name is spelled with one L.
Yeah. Right.
The one L ones are they're a little off.
It's how many L's you have is a rating
right.
system.
If you got three L's, boom, stellar.
That's almost like having
Queen
like,
of the Allisons.
Yeah, something's wrong with you though. Like you got like a fourth toe on the wrong
side.
Yeah,
you're polydactyl.
but you still are the ruler because we're kind of scared of you. You might be half god. We
you
don't
can
know.
Type more than we can.
Most
so.
Of us are Hindu. Yeah, so it's an Allison. Thing. So
Claire's trying to take a little nap,
yeah,
nappy
yeah,
poo
little,
when
little
she gets
nap,
in there.
Nappy nap. She's
and Allison's
tired.
Like, she's like, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk your ear off.
Right.
She comes across as annoying right off the bat, right? And it kind of does this like really on the nose, you know, punch you right in the nose foreshadowing of you're not allowed to fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
So no Freddy Krueger.
Wake up. That's right.
But you're not allowed to fall asleep.
Different.
So they start their, they get into their, you know, their little group.
They're all getting
and
together.
And they meet a bunch of different people. You got Afro Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got fucking, who's the... You got the med student boy.
Med student.
You got
boy,
the Irish guy.
Irish
by the
man.
Way, this is like a British movie or something, right? It's like European movie.
Everybody has
accents.
So. Yeah, so. Yeah. There's lots of accents going around.
Although there was a familiar face I saw, and that was the doctor running the trial.
Uh-huh.
And she's in The Walking Dead.
Oh,
she plays the trash lady in The Walking Dead.
I was going to say, she looked familiar. Yeah, uh-huh. She looked familiar. That's right. That's who she is.
Stupid. The writing is so atrocious in that show.
Oh, yeah.
That this entire group of people forgot to speak English.
Right. Whoops.
After like 5 years of an apocalypse.
Whoops.
If you didn't say a word for 5 years to another human being, yeah. I guarantee you'd remember English and correct grammar. Somehow, they just decided that was going to be interesting. Just go with efficiency.
I got a German Bible verse in my head from the fourth grade. It'll never go away, okay? You can remember English.
What the fuck is... Anyway, forget about that. So that girl's in here, and that should also give you a little clue to the quality of this film coming up.
That's it. It's only going to get better and better. So she's got a CAT scan nightmare. Like
they're doing their routine checkups, right?
Right. Yeah. They're like, let's see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And that's that early in the movie, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she goes through the CAT scan and she's very upset.
Mm-hmm.
There's some trauma.
Yeah.
Underneath
this is after that. You're jumping.
Oh, sorry. I'm jumping.
It's okay. So she's having this nightmare about the CAT scan thing. She wakes up.
Oh,
everybody's
okay.
Going out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes looking for them, and they're all like having this little huddle.
Uh-huh.
She's like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, we couldn't sleep either. And then they're starting to realize maybe it's because of the, you know, the stuff they're taking or whatever.
Oh, so yeah, let's paint this picture.
Yeah.
This girl, Claire, Allison, and all the rest of the people are there for a drug trial.
Right.
They're volunteers. They're getting paid. Well, not volunteers. They're getting paid to be
test
participants in test subjects. If the mouse getting his head chopped off wasn't a clue enough for you.
Yes, exactly.
That
right.
There's something bad coming for the people who are the lab rats.
Get ready.
Bunch of lab rats. And so here we are.
Right.
They're all having some trouble sleeping based on the pills they're taking.
They're all doing that. They couldn't sleep. And then all of a sudden we cut to the other room and the nurse lady's on the phone and she's like, the growth that they're showing, it's like we have to stop this whole thing. And
it's
bad stuff is happening.
It's hurting them.
And it all happened one scan.
It's the brains.
It was all at once. The brains.
It's the brains, Doc.
They're hurting in the brain. All the pain's in the brain. And so she's like, all right, you know, and so then she's got Claire back in the thing again, and she's giving her little scan, and all of a sudden she starts having
claustrophobia starts
kicking
in.
And
I have it too. You can't put me in an enclosed space for too long because
once I slip in my head, then there's no coming back. But as long as I don't think about it or I can keep my focus, it's no big deal.
I'd say I'm similar. If I'm doing it for a purpose, but like spelunking,
that's
a nightmare for me. That's a nightmare. The idea of going through a narrow crevice or something.
Sure.
Oh, hell no, dude. Right. I'm not threading any needles with my body. Fuck that shit.
I saw Star Wars. I saw what happened in that trash compactor.
Well, and don't try to thread a needle, as we'll come to learn later
that's
in this
exactly
movie. Don't try to Indiana Jones anything.
Nope,
okay?
Nope. Stay far away.
I feel like this movie did have a fair bit of like claustrophobic like incarnations of fear.
Yeah, and once again, to harken back to our last episode, it was so fucking dark. I still couldn't see anything. I feel like I'm an 80-year-old man.
I don't know if it's the alcohol when I'm watching it that brightens it up for me.
I don't get
it. But I watch it at night, and I watch it. And I watch it on the Plex that you put it on.
Yeah.
I had no trouble really seeing anything.
I can't tell. I don't know what
you
it is.
You might have to go to an eye doctor.
I got to go to a doctor. I got to see a whole team
if
of doctors.
If this show has done nothing highlight medical issues between the two of us. That's what this show is all about.
I might do one of these secret tests. Maybe I'll feel better after that.
Horror fans won't listen to this.
No.
People who write medical journals will.
That's what they
That's
need.
Who
this
listens
is,
to this show.
Is the documentation because I don't, you know, I don't care for your for your new age hallopathic medicine. Let me lick a tree. I'll be fine. Anyway.
I bet these people wish they were licking trees.
My medicine can be bought in the whiskey aisle. It's got a 7 on it, and it's made in Tennessee. So
they're protesting it, right? Now, and the doctors are saying, and the doctors running the trial are
they're
saying,
like,
no.
Bad shit's going down, and they're like,
the
no.
The bosses say,
listen, listen, you stupid.
You dumb. I'm up here, and you're down there.
Let me tell you what. I'm on the screen.
I say, you're I make the rules.
You're in the room.
I say what we do.
And that means I win. So I'm telling you, offer them more money if they stay.
Yeah, tell them, entice them with money.
And they're like, more money? Did you say more money?
Sweet. You said my brain's shrinking? 30,000? Yes. Yes. I will.
That's the one that I needed for brain shrinkage. Yeah. That's the number I was after for brain shrinkage.
You think I'm here. You think I care what happens to me?
I'm ready. Jesus. I just have a price. That's all. I just need to make sure that it all works out for my taxes.
Oh, my God. This is funny. While we were watching the film, so Allison told me when she was a kid, sometimes she used to like just like hide her like little Flintstones vitamins and stuff because she didn't want to take them. Sure. She didn't like them, so she would just hide them under her tongue and just like get rid of them.
Right.
And I was like, she's like, why didn't they just do that? It's like, you just solved the problem of this movie.
Yeah.
In half of a second.
Too
All
quick.
They had to do was pretend to be taking these drugs.
Nope. Too quick. Yeah. You're.
And why wouldn't you just? You know, sometimes it's placebos. Why wouldn't you just? Take yours, not have any effects, and they go, oh, that was a placebo.
Right.
It's a double-blind study. The name of the movie's double-blind.
Right.
No one, neither the researchers...
You knew that when you signed up for the movie!
That's what a double-blind study means. Researchers and participants do not know
right, exactly.
what they are administering or giving.
Exactly.
Because there's a greater entity up that's researching it from a perspective of,
and,
you know, not having
and
a placebo
it's called
effect.
The New World Order.
That's right. Apparently, according to this movie... Okay.
No, it's called Blackwood. We didn't talk about them yet, actually.
That's the
big conglomerate.
Everything's Blackwood. You got Blackwood. You got BlackRock, which is in the real world. This big ass, this huge mega conglomerate.
It's
like buying up. I know that right now it's like buying up a shitload of crypto and homes and everything else, other assets it possibly can get its hands on. So it's always like there's always some evil. You know, shadowy corporation.
Yeah, I mean,
nameless and faceless.
Somebody has to own all that Friends memorabilia.
Now Chad Chandler's gone, so they're trying to scoop all that up while they can get their hands on it.
So then a dance party ensues because they're all so excited about all the money they're going to make.
Yeah,
they're really
they're all
going to
be rich.
But then all of a sudden, everybody gets real sleepy.
They're tired. They've been up for days at this point.
Man, I'm really starting.
I think they've been up for like a week.
Yeah,
it's like 100 hours.
It's been a bit.
Yeah, no one has slept yet because
that was one of the
side effect is the pill makes it so hard for them to sleep.
Right, right.
So now they're getting a little snoozy.
Now the snooze is starting to kick in.
Remind me, has the relationship between Claire and Allison been one that's like hasn't she started to warm up to Allison a little bit?
A little bit.
She's like she's kind of annoying her.
I think they're kind of like their spirits are boistered by the money.
Yeah.
So that makes things a little bit better, But so then we go back to the nurse. She's in the other room again. She's like, we got to stop.
Their
immune systems are going haywire. And they're like, fuck you. Keep upping the dose.
Mm-hmm. It's just buzzword after buzzword.
Yes, it really is.
With the medical stuff.
So then the annoying roommate gets told off.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Allison is
sent
far away.
So this was irritating.
Yes.
Because I was watching it and I'm like, am I supposed to be rooting for this protagonist, Claire?
It really was.
And then this girl,
chaotic.
Allison, you realize that she is not, she doesn't really have any like friends and she's only kind of annoying because like she, you know, she's like
desperate.
She's desperate. Yeah. She just wants to make a connection.
Right. Right.
And she says something to Claire in the little dance party scene where she's like, oh, well, you know, we can catch up after or something. And she's like, you don't really believe. Claire's response is this indignant, like, you don't really believe that we're going to hang out after
she's
this.
She's like, you don't think we're going to be outside
like, we're not,
here.
We're not friends outside. You have other friends, don't you? And she goes, and she gets kind of upset.
Right.
And then I was like, is this supposed to endear me to this main character? Because you just basically made me feel like I hated this bitch.
Full house
like,
time.
Like, that sucks.
Yeah. Got to go full circle. Mm-hmm. Got to know exactly what's going on.
Make him at least nice. Fuck. I mean, like, you can have flaws, but don't be a piece of shit. And then she goes, oh, I'm really sorry about that. Well, guess what? She goes over. We all know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We all know somebody's going to die when they go to sleep.
Somebody's dying.
And it's not Kevin Bacon reaching in their souls and ripping them out of their bodies, their earthly vessels.
He's got enough clay to chew on right now.
Mm-mm. The corporeal terror is all what's right in front of you, and it's through a pill.
Yep, exactly
and
right.
So Allison's the first casualty. She starts having an Ebola reaction.
They find her, and she just like eyes bleeding, and it's just pouring out of all the holes.
Yeah, it's a pretty grotesque way to die.
And so then she dies, and then of course there's a lockdown.
Yeah, like lockdown time.
Lockdown. Lockdown time.
Shit. Everybody starts freaking out. The Walking Dead nurse lady's like, fuck. Yeah, I got to get the fuck out of here because I know what's going to happen.
Shit.
So she goes running. She's bolting. Shit. Everybody starts running.
Oh, she's going
crazy. This is a race now.
Yep.
They're all trying to get through that one
door. Please, please. And
there's a door with some like pit, like locking pins sticking out of them. Okay. And remember the advice.
But the door is still open about maybe almost 2.5 feet. But that pin.
Yeah. Nope, the pin's nearly closed. It's nearly closed. But there's three small pins that make up the door's locking system, right?
Yes.
They're about the size of, I don't know, a rebar rod.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, not very big.
Piece of rebar,
if you know that, I mean, there's still a fair bit of room around it to jump through, slide through.
Sure.
You know, if I'm assuming everyone's seen Indiana Jones and you can go through, or I'm assuming everybody's pressed close on their garage door ran underneath of it to get out
to see what happens. Yeah.
I've done it. All right, a couple times.
I've got the doctor bills to prove it.
Growing up, my parents didn't have that fancy.
You need to send
sensor.
A laser up. It's not optional.
Nope. I never lost a limb.
Our family was much larger before.
Had a lot of brothers and sisters. It's trial by fire in my house.
Not anymore. I'll be telling you what.
So it was trial by fire in this motherfucking medical trial facility.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this lady.
It just got crazier and crazier.
I think her name is Pollyanna something or another. McIntosh, Pollyanna McIntosh. I think that's the actor's name.
Oh, okay.
So she goes running through it, right? Well, guess what? Little pin gets stuck in her belly.
Sorry.
Pin in her belly.
Pin.
The door's still closing. And she's like, and everyone's like, holy crap, we got to get her out. Push her one way or the other.
Yep.
Well, they pull her in. She goes, it just.
Rip her off sideways.
Just rips off like to the side of her. That is the. It gave the vibe of like a 1990s very low budget film.
She was a pinata the whole time.
That's pretty much how it felt.
It was the secret.
God, that was
fucking
dumb.
That was the secret twist. Yeah.
Horrible. So she, and at least they don't draw it out where she's like, oh,
that's
God, I'm
true.
Dying. She just fucking straight up dies.
Yeah, she just gets
because the injuries are bad. Yeah. And now the test subjects are all left to their own devices.
Yep.
There's a 24-hour countdown on the clock. They have 24 hours in lockdown.
Yep.
To stay awake.
You have to
stay. Don't go to sleep.
It's 24 hours counting down. If you fall asleep, you die, and you can't use stimulants.
No.
Amir tells us right away.
Amir is the only person that has any kind of sense of what's going on.
Yeah,
So he's the one who's kind of guiding the
He's got
know,
his
the
fingers
behaviors.
On the pulse a little bit there. Yeah.
And with those that are left, they go about trying to maintain their consciousness.
Right.
Without, you know... exerting themselves too much.
They're trying to do all kinds of things.
They divvy up smelling salts to use as some kind of like, you know, fail safe.
Right. Yeah. That's their life
awake.
Preserver. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They each get two, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And one dude is like, I'm going to, here, you know what doesn't make me tired? I'm going to exercise.
I love running.
I'm going to exercise the whole time.
Nothing keeps me going through the long day.
I don't.
I'm not sleeping for a week at a time.
As somebody who exercises for fun, it makes you tired.
Yep,
I get tired.
Literally
later.
Burns energy.
It takes your energy away. It costs energy.
That's
what
the
do
process.
You like? If you have a lot of food, I would say okay, sure.
Right.
You know, kind of do like a wave cycle. It's 24 hours though. You really like? I know you're tired, but like you've been up for like a few days.
Yeah.
And now you're starting to get sleepy.
Right.
But truly, like, it's one day.
It's all...
It's actually probably not all that hard. I mean, I understand it can be, like, insane to try to stay up after that amount of time.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, like, it's like when they start doing the video check-ins, right? Just guys, like, have been awake for 100 hours, 20 hours to go. yeah. you know, six people. It's a while, but it's not.
It is. It's a long time, but it's not a huge ask.
Yeah, you're. I mean, you're. It's going to fuck up your weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you're pretty much like you're occupied.
Yeah. Yeah, you got something to do.
Yeah,
but
you got some sleep debt to pay off.
Yes,
but anyways, this you know, Mr. Exercise Man yeah. decides he's Mr. Positivity.
He's gonna run around.
Well, guess what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happens?
So Amiri sticks those little on the side of you know what I mean.
those little like a diode, electric diode.
Yeah, yeah. Puts on the side of Claire's head, and then yeah. he's like, hey, let's check us all out.
Let's see what's going on in your brains.
Everything's going to be fine. It should wear off any minute.
He takes a brief glance. and he does not hide his shock very well. Like, I mean, he tries, but...
And you get the brief pan over to the screen that's just like solid color. You know, there's no breaks in the band. So not looking the best.
No.
He rips them off and he's like, everything looks fine.
You're good. Get out of here. Run.
Run!
Get away from me.
Yeah,
now.
It's fine.
Before I start freaking out,
yeah,
screaming.
Got it. Please just, everything's going to be okay. But then we see her out in the hallway. Claire's like videotaping for her mom. Like,
yeah.
Mom, I hate you, Mom.
You're a real bitch to me.
You did bad things.
You're a bitch. Mm. Really horrible.
Mm.
I didn't like it.
And of all the things that you did, the bad stuff was the worst. And then she deletes it.
Yeah, she deletes. let's not even make this any kind of usefulness. This has no currency whatsoever because it doesn't serve to actually...
This is your 100-word essay and you're using like 30 ends and ofs and just desperately trying to squeeze every word into it that you can.
It didn't... Oh, man, we'll get back to that.
It was just...
It didn't serve to actually develop her character.
No.
It just serves to give you background, but it
right.
doesn't... But
trying
it also...
Yeah.
It also is... The writing is meant to plant a seed
yeah.
about going from... This is where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an adversity, a challenge that I need to overcome.
Yeah.
Okay? This is a character flaw or something like some kind of history, some
yeah,
kind of broken thing that needs to be mended
right.
or a hurdle to go to get over.
Right.
I don't think that in the whole entirety of the movie, she somehow got over that hurdle
no.
of being like, of having been abused as a child. I guess that's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
No, didn't. What point was it?
No.
It didn't serve any purpose.
No, not at all.
Not actually.
Just to show that she's not your average person.
Yeah.
You know, she's
not your average.
She's a little tortured
test subject,
and she was okay with the mouse
yeah.
guillotine. She saw it.
Mm-hmm.
She was
I'm
like,
used to this kind
like,
of crap.
Whatever.
I'm tough.
I don't care. I'll cut their head off.
I'll cut their whole fucking body.
I don't have any degrees or
cut
anything.
Cut right down the hip.
Do I need a degree? Operate. This is like a forklift sort of situation.
Is this just kind of like one of those
CDL.
Paper cutters? Like a CDL to operate the mouse decapitator.
The mouse guillotine.
Oh my god.
So then they're like, all right, assault time. Okay. They're gonna try and figure out where all the salts are.
Yeah. Let's go sniff up all these smelling salts.
All
I'm freaking
salt.
Out. They start to devolve now
and
at this point.
Yes, and then Vanessa's like, I don't believe in God.
Yeah, that was really weird. That was so that was like out of nowhere.
It's even
I don't
worse.
Fucking believe in God at
worse.
All.
Yeah. Let me just get this out there for the brief time that you're gonna hear from me. I don't
right.
believe in
I
God.
I haven't spoken a word yet. Okay, but now I said I don't believe in God.
God sucks. But then the dead start coming back to life. But
yes.
Are they?
Mm-mm.
Are they not? We don't know whether it's real, whether it's a hallucination.
Yeah, well, it's so, okay.
Much like Robin Thicke, there's blurred lines everywhere.
Every which way, and much like Robin Thicke, the career... is about to go but way by the wayside and get buried and never return. Never return. So the Mr. Running Guy, he gets his comeuppance.
Yeah.
He's tired.
Real quick.
Yeah, he goes in, and this is where they start to establish, like, what's kind of interesting in this film is how everybody sort of dies.
Yeah.
And, like, the effect that insomnia is having on them.
Right.
By causing hallucinations.
Sure.
And kind of dredging up stuff in their brains.
Yeah, morphing out different reality, you know, different points of things.
So this guy, because he got no character development, he has no special mom that abused him or anything.
Nope.
He's just Mr. Exercise. He's, like, turning the water on, and he's, like, not hearing it, and then all of a sudden he hears delayed. Hears and sees delayed, you know, reactions to things.
Right.
And then suddenly he's just laying on the ground dead. And it's like, all right, whatever.
See,
guess you died. Who cares?
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry, Ginger Man.
Basically, they were fucked from the moment they took these drugs, so... Yep.
Yeah, it's not going well. So the Claire's starting to get sleepy.
Oh, I'm so tired.
And she's like, oh man, that one girl Vanessa, she was like trying to burn her hand on the burner.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do that.
And I'm gonna I'll maybe like I'll that. Do the burner on
I'll
the
like
burner.
That one.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that move. And then so she goes, she's like,
and she fucking sits thing. Her hand
she
on that burner.
She fajitas it right away.
Where she does, yeah, it's yep. like it's next up at the table of Chili's.
Sizzling.
All right,
away.
It's got
sizzling.
A. Oh, she's got smoke
she's
coming off.
Really
of it.
Having a great time.
She's like, I'm gonna cause myself an injury that I can continually poke at for the next like 10 hours left.
Yeah.
not even that long.
They're shaving them away, but. The best part is like that burner's just going.
Oh yeah, it's cranked all the way up.
Don't worry, we got a main line to the gas company.
Fuck it.
Don't
yeah, worry. We got yeah. But let's have gas filling the room. But there's a lockdown. Like how is that even okay?
Yep, that's okay. We're
don't
not gonna
think about it.
Don't think too much about it. There's some zombies loose. Probably.
Let Amir do the thinking.
Look, that's right.
Amir's
that's right.
got it.
At this point, after Claire sears her hand, she's like, get that rush of adrenaline. She's like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. It's just going crazy.
Oh, right. I'm
trying
remember.
To
yeah,
rouse
yeah.
the troops. And so they're like, you know what it is? I love Clint Eastwood.
Oh,
Alcatraz time.
Hell
and
yeah.
And so we're going to get a hatchet and we're just going to start chopping at walls.
Chop away.
There you go.
Here, look at this map
it
I drew.
For the pilgrims. That's
I drew
how
this
they
map
escaped
of this
England.
Facility.
Yeah.
I know maps.
Let me tell you what.
I know how to draw them too.
Believe me, I talked to Mr. Tingle on Majora's Mask way more than I should have. I know how to draw maps. Okay.
So she decides that through one of the walls is the exit.
Yep, that one. That's the one.
And I don't know why nobody decided that like
do the little tap tap test like when you're trying to hang a picture on the wall to make sure there's a stud there. Just a little bit of little wrapping. Or wrapping on the wall would have been okay.
Or how about the fact that you were able to lock down an entire facility?
Uh huh.
That's made of drywall.
Well, you know,
I don't know about that.
And yeah, sometimes you know, it's more about the mental construct than it is right. about the physical construct.
The mental prison.
Yeah.
You can leave anytime you want.
Ask everybody
you
in
just
the
don't
suburbs.
Want to.
Yeah, exactly. It's just easier to stay.
Fucking stupid.
So, yeah. So
they go digging away like Minecraft.
So then they finally get to the end of the wall after far too long of a sequence.
Oh, way
and,
too long.
And then
it should have been like 8 seconds.
They get a little ting, ting, ting.
Yeah.
They realize there's steel on the other side and they're fucked.
That's not the sound of Chinese music playing in a restaurant.
Not
no,
anymore.
Sir.
And you know, the first thing that they're going to do, they're talking about how, what are we supposed to do? Of course, all the walls are going to be exactly the same as this.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's how walls work.
Mm-hmm.
So then Amir's starting to get upset and he starts to become the suspect.
Yeah.
Like, uh-oh.
They start conspiring now. Now we're getting into the...
Something's wrong with this guy.
We're getting into the groupthink mechanics where you have suspicions, conspiracy theories start forming, you know, alliances start forming.
They're looking.
And stupidity abound.
Oh,
because
wow.
as soon as you get people into little groups, and there's so many movies like this.
Right.
I mean, this is something I liked about the
this
the
happened.
Premise
listen,
of the movie.
Listen, I can talk about this on the show because Jesse talked about it on Say the Love Satan.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens in Naked and Afraid of Love.
Oh, okay.
Once they start to move beyond their pairs,
uh-huh.
they start to create these little factions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just go off on their own. They go rogue.
Yeah. You know? Wolves.
Let me tell you what, man, what a mess.
Mm.
What a mess of a show.
Well, yeah, and yeah, this is basically just a
just as much of a mess.
Fantasy version.
Just more clothes.
Well, at least the characters have less layers than the Naked and Afraid.
Yeah,
do.
This is true. So. This is true. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
It's terrible.
But there's
nothing more than like cannon fodder, essentially.
Right. Exactly. Then we find out Amir's got this whole thing. He set off. The lockdown.
He accidentally set it off because he went
you
looking into
stupid
the
stupid son of a bitch.
He
you
went
blew
digging
it.
Into the files behind the now dead doctor lady, and he fucked it up.
And he fucked it up. Her life was in our hands.
He breached it.
Yep. And so he's all upset about it. And he said, "Wait a minute. We could treat the brain." like a car.
She goes, well, what about that car analogy where you said earlier, where you're struggling to make an analogy?
Well, we got
to
push
the
car.
Let's get out and push the car. And he goes, and you can see the light bulb shoot off.
You really don't understand analogies, do you? It's not like you can use the analogy to answer the question. I'm just trying to illustrate a concept for you.
God almighty. But nope, whoever wrote that doesn't understand how
surprise
analogies work. The writers of this movie don't understand
that. What they meant was correspondence.
Right.
Something that equates to something else that's also magical.
Well, this is just a not subtle eureka moment that happens here when barely. She says something about pushing a car. He goes, "We can." This is where he spews off some jargon that's complete bullshit.
Yeah.
We can mimic. Well, what we can do is create an ischemic stroke, essentially, where we cut off the blood supply to the brain. And Allison's like, "That would kill you."
Exactly right.
Does it matter?
30 seconds. You got to wait, though. 30 seconds.
30
they
seconds.
Say. Yes.
You have to kill the brain and basically restart it.
And restart
That's
it.
That's not how tissues work.
No.
As soon as you deprive any tissue of oxygen and blood, guess what? Necrosis starts dying. That's why strokes have the importance of a stroke is to get ahead of it as fast as possible and treat it immediately because every second is brain death.
What if we chop the head off, clean it out, and then put it back on?
Good as new.
There we go.
It's
no
good
more,
as new.
No more brain problems.
Don't we have a sewing kit here?
God,
we'll fix
I'll tell
it.
You what.
I can do it.
We can loop it through twice and tie
you
it off
on fishing
the needle?
And use the you tied your own fishing
Let
hook.
Let me tell you what.
Let me tell you, it's easier than that.
I've caught a lot of ducks that way.
it's the this is seriously the most egregious sin of this entire film is the pseudoscience bullshit that they spew
out.
You don't even have to be in like I just was happened to be sitting next to a medical professional.
Right, exactly.
But I was like, this doesn't sound like it makes any motherfucking sense whatsoever.
No.
Fucking dumb.
No.
Okay, so
absolutely ridiculous.
So, hated that.
So they're talking about catalyzing the enzyme and all this bullshit that they're just blathering on about. But so then all of a sudden they're like, wait a minute. They found these uppers in Amir's stuff that he said that we weren't supposed to take.
Yeah, as if that you couldn't
what
conceptualize that he was used taking them away to protect you. Like, Mom said I can't have the cookies, but I found them a bunch of them in her room.
That's
she
right.
must be the one eating and hoarding
Mom's
the cookies.
That's why we can't have cookies.
Yeah,
she's the one eating
It's
them.
Not that I don't have any self-control and that I'll eat all the fucking cookies and then throw
I
up.
And I went rooting through all of Mom's stuff to find the cookies.
Right. Oh, the Irish dude.
It's
becomes,
her fault!
This movie's racist, by the way, because this Irish guy is painted as the dumbest dumb motherfucker. You know they think Irish people are like fucking like stupid as hell.
Yeah, sure.
So they're the butt of like all these jokes.
They're really they're definitely getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
But so then the power goes out.
Uh-oh.
They're like, this motherfucker. Claire starts hallucinating about like falling asleep because she's like trying to find the fuse.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, where's the fuse? And she's out
this
there
is
with
like
Paul,
Clue.
That guy, Paul. Yeah. It is
Lights
like Clue.
Go
yeah, they're going
oh, shit.
Go through the hallway.
Paul!
Yeah,
Paul!
Yeah. Paul. Yeah, yep.
he's out there.
Different show. Different show.
All right. Don't go off on that tangent.
Yeah. So they're out there. She's hallucinating. Finally, she finds a fuse. Paul is nearly asleep. She
Paul's
just
almost,
swooped
he's
in.
Almost in there.
Swooped in at the last minute.
Got him.
So then they're like, you know what? We're tying up Amir.
Yeah.
They're going to take
him. We're going to get the answers. We're going to get the truth out of him.
I'm done with this guy. So they tie him up. Then they're like, you know what? You work for Blackwood, don't you?
Yeah.
I bet you
this
you
is
do.
Their kooky theory.
Yep.
Which I guess, I mean, it's just as plausible as his scientific deductions are.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, I guess you can't fault them
it's
too hard.
It's all par for the course.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that is definitely how it's going. So then Amir's like, no, and better yet, I'll walk you through it.
Yeah, you can leave me here like this. If that makes you trust me more,
right.
then that's fine.
Right.
And what's there any? What reason is there really to mistrust this guy?
Right.
It's kind of harebrained and stupid.
And the only variable or the only risk is who's going to take the thing. And
right.
Claire's like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
You could even put it. They could even give it to Amir if they were smart.
Right.
Which they then hatch the plan between the atheist girl. Okay, I don't believe in God.
Vanessa does not believe in God.
Vanessa's like, no God.
Nope.
And then whatever Irish guy's name was, can't be bothered to know his name. I don't give a fuck. He was just some dumb.
Ginger man.
Yeah, ginger man number two.
Yeah, ginger man.
So him and her basically form like an alliance where she's like, I'll do it. I'll do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And he's like, we're going to find out once and for all. Because I got this barbiturates. They're going to sedate this man.
Yep.
Okay? And if he doesn't die, this is literally a witch hunt. I'm going to throw him in the water, and if they don't drown, then they're a witch.
That's it.
If they drown, okay, no problem.
No human worries. Being. That's it.
So that's fucking stupid. And here we go am I at the right point in the movie now?
So then the fucking dick guy and Vanessa are off on the side. Yeah. And she's like, I saw you trip the breaker.
Yeah.
And it was like,
I'm with you.
She's like, let's sedate this guy.
This girl stays quiet so that the audience is like, are we going to like her or not? And then they go, right. No, we're not.
never mind.
I liked her, though, because I wanted everyone off of my screen.
Just everybody to be gone, please, today.
Because Claire, you know, she sucked, and so what do I care if she goes?
Yeah.
I don't care.
So then Amir is basically, so she's like, so what's going to happen? You know, I take this stuff. He's like, you're going to stroke out, and then you're going to take this other thing. It's going to bring you back. But if it doesn't work,
when you get back
it's going to kill you instantly.
Yeah, so no worries. It's going to be pretty chill.
Don't worry
it's
at all.
Be a nice chill death.
If it works, you'll be fine.
So if it works, you won't have function on the left side of your body.
Listen, beggars can't
be
choosers here.
And your face is going to droop.
That's right.
And that's forever.
Half of you'll be fine.
The other half, that's right. Alive and well.
Let me tell you what, and just isn't fine. It worth that 50-50 gamble?
Yeah. But, or you can just try to stay awake for a few more hours.
That's right. Oh, I mean,
and they'll come in and give you an antidote.
Yeah. Then he's like, you got to wait 30 seconds, too, between the shot. Otherwise, it's going to go real bad.
Horrible.
Horrible advice.
Bad medical advice. Go ahead, though.
So then Vanessa was like, all right, it's time. She starts going towards him.
Dun, 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 dun. Here she comes with the needle.
Right.
Out.
Ready to poke him.
Ready to stick him.
It's poking time.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets over there. Shit starts to go weird.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, it's like
people are freaking out.
Like,
it's getting smoky in there.
We're getting smoky all of a sudden.
What the fuck?
She's looking around, and then she hears a noise. She looks down. There she is on the ground.
She's down.
Somebody turned on the fog machines.
That's right.
It's Dancing Queen time, and it's some shadowy horned figure. Because before, obviously, she was talking about how like she didn't believe in God, but then later on, she's like, "I'm going to hell anyway. Who cares?"
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. She's the lady doth protest.
Yeah.
Too much
exactly. Right.
Kind of situation.
Yeah. So she sees this shadowy figure. Now, to me, it's dark already. I can't see anything.
Right,
so
right.
I'm trying to decipher what this shadow is supposed to be. To me, it looks like something with a horse face with illuminated nostrils.
Oh, okay.
Horns, right?
Right.
I don't know what the fuck it's supposed to be. There's nothing that I'm aware of that has that particular configuration. But that's what it looked like to me. It's supposed to be the devil. She screams. She's gone. Vanessa's in hell.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you've been taken.
Sweet.
It wasn't quite. I enjoyed that little moment. I thought that was a fun little touch.
Yeah, I thought it was like
could have been done way better.
Yeah.
I wish they would have used some of the budget from some of the other moments in the movie.
Agreed.
On that particular instance, that would have been great.
Yeah.
But they did not choose to divert the funds in that particular manner.
No, it wasn't enough to save anything about this movie, but it was a cool little interesting scene.
Right.
That they included in there.
It's like the Titanic. Almost everybody was.
Yeah.
It's like it didn't turn out well, but I mean, there's a story there. I guess.
James Cameron made some money.
he came out fine.
He came out ahead. Okay. Everybody else.
Yeah. Floating in the iceberg. So then they break the container of the concoction.
They're
rush. They're like, oh, they're
it's
running
the
around. It's spinning, and you get the classic. You know, it's like the end of with Teen Wolf, with Michael J. Fox, where the basketball is circling around the hoop, and you're like, oh my God, is it going to go in? But instead of falling in, it falls over and smashes on the ground.
Boom.
And that's it. And that's the end for Amir. Amir cracks.
Thank fucking God that stroke, the stroke cocktail that he was cooking up over there did not go into anybody's system.
What a mess.
My God, that would have been the worst fucking thing for them.
Yeah, exactly. So then he's like, you know what? You want the truth? We're all just data points on a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like
spreadsheets. That's comforting to me. I would like that. It is comforting to me. I want that to be on a bumper sticker. We're all just data points on a spreadsheet.
I mean, you're not wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. And I find that truth comforting because it doesn't matter, you know, how many times I forget to wash my dishes, you know, right away. They got to soak sometimes.
I'm not doing that bad.
I'm not.
Nothing matters.
Let me tell you what. This whole thing, data points on a spreadsheet right here.
I'm on an Excel sheet, cell number 57.
And you don't even want to know what page I'm on. So deep.
You know
I'm
how
at the
it
end
keeps
of the
going
alphabet,
down when you
baby.
Keep scrolling?
Oh, no, this is one of the ones where you got to click the wheel and let it roll on its own because you're never going to scroll fast enough. You can get a callus on your hand before you get there.
You can't
do that page down button either. That doesn't work. It's not formatted for that. So then Claire goes to see how much time is left on the clock.
Uh-huh.
And the clock says good night.
Good night.
So, good night.
There comes your hallucination.
That's not the time we were looking for. But then she starts seeing this backlit door again. Just outside of the trauma door.
Having visions of.
Yeah. And then she's like, you know what? Time to do another video for mom. Trying to kill some more time here. And
maybe so I'll even like this one enough to upload
this,
it.
This, or at least not delete it. So she's doing all this, and all of a sudden she starts floating, floating through the air, and she realizes that the smelling salts are on the floor.
Crap! I gotta get that.
Gotta get them salt.
This is how it feels when you're trying to like reach for your phone while you're asleep.
It does.
And
yeah.
You can hear it going off, but you're like, God damn it! reach this fucking thing.
So she's reaching
Why
down,
am I floating to the ceiling.
Finally, she makes it. She just touches it, and bam, she falls to the floor, sniffs that baby in, and...
she's good for another at least 10 minutes.
You ever smelled that stuff before?
No. The look people have on their faces looks like they're about to,
It's horrible.
Puke their guts up.
It's horrible.
You've smelled it before?
I have not smelled it up against my nose, but I had... There was a tray out that had a packet with smelling salts in it that had just been opened.
Next to like cocaine and meth.
What a wild 3 days that was. Let me tell you what.
You're at like some elite party where they're just like capacity.
I am friends with dictators in countries I didn't even know existed. Let me tell you what a Thursday that was. Wasn't even the weekend. Crazy. It's all about timing. All about timing. That's what they say down in Mexico. So then all of a sudden she's like, you know what? I keep staring at this fucking wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
There's some shit behind this wallpaper. Smashes that all up with the axe. Surprise, surprise. Here we have, for whatever reason, a door frame with no door in it.
Yeah. That was kind of like
drywall over tap.
I still couldn't figure out what the purpose of this old. I think it was just a room that they kind of like closed off, maybe.
Yeah, I think the idea was that like that was a lab and they turned it into a facility for.
Yeah, this was
test.
A remodel.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. This was all. They were like, you know what? We chopped off so many mouse heads with this guillotine.
Oh, man.
They're coming. NATO is coming after us. There was a very high number on the amount of heads we could chop off. We still crossed it, and they're coming for us. We gotta get to Argentina like today.
Put up a quick wall. Just do a quick frame job.
You can paint whatever you want. Trees, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Any kind
matter.
Of shitty wallpaper is fine.
Just so that they think it's all one unit. That's all we need to worry about.
She's like, there's the whole exit wall I was thinking about when I drew that piece of shit map.
I knew it was in this thing.
Yeah, so fucking dumb, right? So she goes gets long hair.
Right.
Right, Paul?
Right. Yeah, Paul.
She's like, Paul. Look at
us. Check us out, Paul.
Come check this shit out. And he's like... Hell yeah.
Right.
That's an elevator. Let's get the fuck out of here right now.
It's like, wait a minute. I know what this is. Elevator.
Yeah. Elevator. I've seen this.
First, they're
up, down.
First, they realize that this is an autopsy room. That's the first part.
For killing. For killing.
There are mouse heads all over that place.
This is where they kill.
Or little gurneys.
Everything's miniaturized for them.
Yep, yeah, little scalpels and everything. So then they go back to Amir. He's still tied up, and now he's starting to hallucinate because he cracked.
Mirror's losing it.
He's like, my stroke potion is gone. I can't stroke anymore.
God, I just want to have a stroke. That's what I was hoping for this drug to do to me. And yeah. Now it didn't.
Now,
well, guess what?
I got big dreams.
Yeah. I'm studying medicine so I can give people induced strokes.
That's right.
That is my number one. That's the thing I'm after. It's what gets me off it. And
let me tell you what. I'm used to that night ending where I'm the smartest guy in the room and I've had zero strokes. And here I am again, potentially the last night of my life, because I signed up for this goddamn test.
I've always been wanting to have a stroke my whole life.
Let me tell you what, it's all about the stroke.
So he's brain stroking out a little bit because now he's hallucinating the dead doctor lady. And she's
so then she's
you're
like,
better than this. You fucking suck.
She's like, this was a test, really.
Yeah.
You know,
get up, do it. Work harder.
We thought you could handle it.
I thought they would show his disappointed parents telling him to get up and fucking try harder because I feel like that's more realistic.
I think it could have been.
You know?
Could have really got a whole lot more involved in there.
We tied it
into another franchise. Mm,
I think they probably made her the recurring dead hallucination because she has high billing because she's like, I was on the motherfucking Walking Dead.
Excuse me.
Did you ever see a little show called The Walking Dead?
I'm surprised it wasn't in the movie. Yeah.
She almost had a lot. She wrote it in. She's like, I won't do the movie if you don't talk about The Walking Dead.
They cut it, yeah.
I'm The Walking Dead
listen,
now.
Listen, babe, it was great. Great performance, but censors just wouldn't have it.
Just
couldn't secure the rights.
Too big.
Couldn't secure the rights. So then the fucking dick guy finds the confession note in Vanessa's pocket because he's in there like, God damn it, you were going to help me kill the people and now
he's
I have to kill the people even though I was the one that fucked up in the beginning, I guess.
You're making me do it's work.
All, oh, it's all my... And he's like, wait, what's this? A reason to be mad?
Oh, I didn't really need one, but
I love these. And so So then, Paul and Claire are looking at the elevator, and they're like, all right, this is pretty weird looking. The dick guy, he's coming in.
Mm-hmm. Amir, got a little scalpel.
And the nurse is like, listen, the knife, she's like, you're giving up already? The knife is right there.
Yeah, look.
And it's like, yeah!
He's like, hell
stretch
yeah.
And reach it. Yeah, he's like,
he's going for it.
He's ready to do
he's
it.
He's almost got it.
Real close.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dick guy comes in. He's like, I'm going to kill you slow. Scalpel time.
Yeah.
And he goes for
take your eyeball out.
Let's go for the eyeball. And I was thinking,
I wasn't sure what was going to happen here. I'm like, am I going to have to witness another eye poking scene like fucking Hostel?
I was ready to look away if it was. But yeah, I knew that. The moment that I saw the camera angle that he got lower on, I was like, he's not going to stab him in the eye. It's not lining up right. Because they're not going to spend all the money on the eye stabbing scene and have a shot this wide.
No. You can tell. Yeah, they're not fooling you.
Right, exactly. So then Amir finally snaps free of these little restraints.
Yeah.
And he's like, time to stab.
He's off.
Stab
he's
him back
off
time.
Off the chain.
Right back in the neck.
And he just, he stabs him in the neck with the scalpel, kind of just and in a like, struggle almost.
What?
And then he's like, huh? I got stabbed in the neck. Something bad happened to me. And he's like, guess what? I got a bigger knife.
You know what my favorite Food Network show is? Chopped.
That's
slice and dice.
It was pretty brutal at that point.
That was the only scene that I liked in this entire movie.
Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. It felt a little cathartic, too.
Yeah.
You're like, all right. Good.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So at least
Claire's like,
they got a moment. Yeah,
the commotion, and Paul's like, the elevator.
Because Paul's like, why don't we just get on the elevator
He's
now?
Like, leave them alone. They're liabilities, both of them.
They're doing fine.
He wasn't necessarily wrong about his viewpoint, though.
Right.
I mean, he might as well have just said let's just get out and just go get some help.
Yeah.
But Claire's like, I've got integrity because my friend died.
Let me tell you what,
she's my new friend.
I haven't sent my mom this video message yet, and I'm not even sure if this one's the one. I might have to record another one, and she's not going to think very much of me if I don't have friends. And the more friends, the better, because the last time I bought friends before in the past for videos, so I need a lot of them, because she knows I don't have a lot of money, and I can't buy all these friends.
Why do you think I was doing this drug trial?
Exactly right. I hope that we can all be friends after this. At least we could take an after photo or something like that.
I didn't want to seem too eager.
That's right. I figured we could be with the doctor. I could tell her that I graduated medical school. This is all blowing up in my face.
Honestly, the main character should have been the Allison girl, because that would have been some interesting development of these people she thought were her friends, all dying and shit. That would have been more more motivation.
Right.
Instead, they had we had to get fucking like British Kristen Stewart.
Yeah,
the girl who couldn't emote shit.
Yeah, right. I
fucking
know.
Dumb.
Dead to the world. Dead to the world.
So then he asks. So Amir's gone nuts. He's like, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
The nurse is like, you gotta finish the job. You gotta get them all.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right. And so he gets up and he goes, rawr, and then he starts running.
Now he's the monster because now we needed one, and there's the threats.
Denzel Washington's here somewhere.
Yeah. You always got to make some kind of a physical threat, right? Because you ran out of tension with just the premise alone.
And because now they're no longer trapped in this very small space.
Right.
Because now they know where all the hallways are. So as they're running, Amir's chasing after him. He's like sliding sideways down the hallways and crashing into shit.
Yeah, Paul's like, fuck. Yeah. I'm like getting out of here.
He's waiting for Claire, and he got way ahead of her somehow.
Yeah, he's way faster.
But instead of running, he's going to look through the window.
Yeah, I'm just going to close it up and just...
Yeah, I just want to make sure that this happens. But then he breaks free and he snaps and he knocks Amir, knocks Claire down.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
knocks him,
catches up to Claire.
Claire, she's on the ground, climbs on top of her. Right before he's about to stab, machine comes on, kicks on.
Right. Oh, because they're struggling and they hit.
Yeah.
They accidentally turn it on because they're struggling.
Super magnet pulls that baby away.
And any fillings they have in their teeth.
And any rip fillings, right through their heads. Any kind of jewelry. Your fingers are now gone.
I'd love to get. Does Jesse know about this stuff?
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
I would love to hear his opinion on like what would happen if you had like a metal filling in your head and you were that far away from it. And it just rips through your brain.
So then Paul's like, all right, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Getting on the elevator.
Time to go.
Time to get on the elevator.
I'm gonna make a confession video about this whole thing.
It's like, listen, I'm the last survivor because I left everybody else behind.
Yeah, it's because I'm also so good at this.
This super sweet elevator is gonna take me home to safety.
It's awesome. Press the button, close the door.
Wait
for things to happen.
It's and when be so good
when the things happen.
Yep, let me tell you. It's getting a little warm in here.
Yeah.
Let me say,
Vanessa, you thought you were in hell?
You thought you were in hell with that horse-faced demon creature.
Horse cock.
It's a horse cock. Let me tell you what. This is what hell really looks like. And so then it's just getting warmer and warmer. Then all of a sudden, whoopsie, it's not an elevator.
Mm-mm. He can't touch the sides of the wall.
That was indeed an autopsy room.
Yeah.
And this was the incinerator.
It's the incinerator because this dumbass.
This, he found it.
Thought it was an elevator.
Because you need a walk-in incinerator for mouse corpses. Let me tell you what.
Because
they get big.
Also, an incinerator, I don't think is set up like an elevator.
No, not usually with buttons and music and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's not.
So.
Not the normal way, but that's okay.
One has to believe that, you know, maybe he didn't see it right. I would have loved for them to do a reveal where it was actually like, didn't look anything like an elevator. That would have been hilarious.
It's like, do you really want this character to still be alive?
Yeah.
Are you okay with him being dead?
Because we got to kill them all.
Don't worry about the elevator, okay?
Forget
He's
about
dead.
That. Don't,
He's
ans-
dead
don't
now,
ask
that's
questions.
That's all that matters, right? So then we go back 1 minute remaining.
One more minute.
Ticking down. There we go. We're getting into seconds. 59, 58. It's still going. And Amir still like wrenches the knife away from the machine. And he's stumbling after Claire. And they're like trying to struggle to stay awake in the hallways and all that kind of stuff, falling all over the place. And then they collapse to the ground. They're drifting, about to tap out.
It's over.
Then, thank you for your patience. The lockdown has now ended.
Yeah, one day.
All the light turns back on. Everything's fine. And then Amir gets up, walks towards the exit. He's like, thank God I finally
did it.
Out. Whole bunch of guys, they're there waiting for him. They're like, congratulations, Amir, you finally made it. Not really. That's not what happened. They looked at him and he asked them if it was real. And instead of answering them, they blew his brains out.
How's this feel? Does it feel real to you? Boom. How's this lead bursting through your head feel?
See you later.
You know what that feels like? Maybe that feels like blood is no longer circulating to your brain.
That's
I
what
think
it
he
is.
Got his wish in the end.
Like,
he died. Like he was trying to do the whole entire
the whole
fucking
time.
Movie.
He finally achieved his goal. And that's really what this movie is about. It's about achieving your final goals.
Yeah.
Okay. It all works out.
Reach for the stroke and grab it by any means necessary.
But make sure you don't go longer than 30 seconds.
Just 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
You're safe.
Is all
perfectly
that you have.
Safe.
That's all you have. So then Claire, she's hiding as they're like clearing the hallways. The guys are going around.
Yeah. She's doing an expert job of evading these militarized type of people.
Yeah.
Or they were the lowest bid.
I think one of them was Kevin James. I think it was small cop. Yeah.
I think so. They're also wearing like these kind of like these like rain ponchos.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to get wet. I mean, they only have one uniform
it's
each.
It's really, yeah, I guess
it's
so.
It's a small company.
It's really fucking lame. And you know that they didn't spend any money on that part of the costume department.
No.
So somehow she evades them all.
Right.
She evades them long enough that they've body bagged all the bodies and stuck them by the entrance.
Real quick.
She goes over to the entrance. Yeah, and there's one body bag, supposedly for her.
Yep.
She just rubs Amir's blood all over her face.
Yep.
Lays down in the body bag like it's bed, like it's bedtime,
bedtime.
She's at a hotel.
Time for a nap.
And she zips it all
even
up.
Even though I can't go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Right, and then I guess that's supposed to evoke like this whole like, oh man, she's in the closet again.
Right.
The PTSD.
Oh yeah.
It's dark.
Back
and
in
it's
the closet.
Closed in.
Oh, she's locked in it.
So she's in there and she's having her little PTSD moment where.
Yep.
I guess like a song was sung to her, or she sung a song for comfort or something.
No, it was
way into her past.
That like, was the annoying roommate was saying that like she was trying to sing the Tetris theme song to her at the beginning.
Oh, is that what the whole thing was?
Yeah. And so she was singing, she was like humming it or whatever at the end when she was like
was
a demon
weird.
Face.
That was fucking weird. Yeah. She's in this body bag, got thrown into a van.
Right.
pretty roughly too.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
And she just gets tossed in this van.
Yep.
Pulls her phone flashlight out, looks down at the bottom of this bag, and there's Allison's face covered in blood. She's like a monster. And she's like, oh, fuck, I'm hallucinating.
Yep.
And then she starts singing, I guess, the Tetris theme. Thanks for enlightening me.
Oh, sure.
I thought, oh, this is just what she used to sing to herself when her drunk mother stuck her in a closet because she was a bitch.
Not that time. No, she didn't have a song for that.
It doesn't save this movie whatsoever.
No,
but
not at all.
She starts singing the dumb little Tetris theme, and then that, in her mind, makes the little Allison like head turn into a regular Allison.
Yeah, happy. Yeah, happy.
A happy one. She's like, oh, good. You remembered my advice. Everything's cool with
us
everything's
now. Fine. We're good.
Everything's cool.
Now get the fuck out of this bag.
Now let's get out of this bag. So she rips the bag
open.
Holy shit, one of them's alive?
Yeah, what?
I guess I'm going to crank the wheel towards this tree.
There's only one thing to do.
Like, what the fuck? Why does that cause you to have an accident? You are the worst driver of all time. So here you go. Boom. And it kills the driver,
apparently,
too.
At least knocks them into a coma.
Yeah, it gets knocks everybody into a coma.
They've got 30 seconds. Yeah, they've got 30 seconds before they stroke out. So.
She gets up. She jumps out of the back. It's like, oh, I'm outside. It's sunlight. I'm in.
And that's what I wanted. So Amir just wanted to die. He got his wish.
He wanted
to see the sunlight. She got her wish.
Like she's never seen it all the rest of the days of her life.
Then, almost as if it were a Steven Seagal movie.
Mm-hmm.
We go cut to black.
B-roll.
Cut back to her in a hospital bed.
B-roll voiceover time. Let's wrap this thing up nice and neat.
Blackwood was cleared.
Blackwood,
it was a rogue trial. They didn't know anything about it.
They weren't the ones.
What's going on here?
Mm-mm.
Claire's in a coma probably forever.
Right.
For never, ever going to be out again. And then, of course, then her eyes open up and then
peek-a-boo.
The movie's over.
She woke up. She woke up from her living nightmare.
And
ours, too. Because
exactly right.
When the credits roll, we finally wake up to the living nightmare that we have to endure of this very mediocre piece of shit movie.
Yeah, we'll never get that time back.
No. It had so many things that I thought the premise-wise, I thought it was kind of interesting as far as like trapping these people with a time constraint and just having this like kind of this bit of like, I don't know, body horror maybe, where it's like, oh man, if I go to sleep, I'll die.
But it's more like, I mean, they just bleed. It's not like they like expand and blow up.
That would be fucking awesome if they had done that. But this didn't have much of a budget. And when you don't have much of a budget, you better have some creativity.
Yeah,
better
better
have creativity about.
Yeah, you need plot points to make up for that.
And this didn't have that either.
No.
So I thought that it was paced well. I thought there was a couple moments. Yeah. I thought the deaths were like kind of okay.
Right.
But man, I don't recommend it.
No,
I would never go back and rewatch it.
I was worried that it was going to be a zombie movie. I was worried
that would have made started it great.
Like when they started shaking and shit, and I was like, if they turn into fucking zombies in this little tight enclosed area, this is going to be bullshit.
Well, it'd be kind of annoying. See, zombie movies are successful mostly because the characters that like carry that
the human parts
have to be very good.
Right.
And this. Was not coming close to being to being contemplative whatsoever.
No,
any contemplation was quickly dashed into the fucking ground.
Right, because as soon as you get furnace elevator,
a modicum of scrutiny.
That's right.
Right. You thought it was an elevator. It's a furnace.
Sorry, it's not taking you anywhere but straight to hell.
That's the analogy for this movie.
That's
you thought it was an elevator. Nope. A furnace.
It's a furnace.
Nope. The walls are hot.
You're burning alive. You've done this to yourself. You thought you were getting out. Nope. Not anymore.
Nope, not this time.
Things would have been fine.
It could have been good if you were just go to sleep.
Nope.
If you would have been a little clear-headed about it.
That's all you had to do.
But here I was thinking 2024 was going to kick us off with a decent horror movie. Nope.
Not a chance. Now, here's how they could have saved it, right?
Okay.
Everybody that went to sleep actually came out the other side of the trial okay.
Oh.
Everybody who didn't ended up in a coma for the rest of their life.
That would have been fucking... And it was all like a fever dream.
So easy. And they wouldn't have had to spend any money on it at all.
See?
That's all cuts.
Wow. Look at that. You just fixed that movie.
See that?
I love it.
Easy breezy genius.
But I didn't love this.
No.
I don't know. I'd say for the... I don't know. What would you say? Out of 12, I'd give it probably like a...
Out of 12, I'd give it 2.5 Corey Feldmans out of 12.
Yeah.
Not quite a comeback king, but definitely...
Are more Corey Feldmans are bad? Or
it's kind of like golf. Yeah.
Because I would give it more Corey's because I feel like it's more cringy.
No, it's terrible. It was not good at all. I would not recommend this movie unless you need something to have on in the background.
I liked it better than Demeter.
It was... Well, no, see, I still would have watched Demeter, over top of this.
Oh, no.
Just because this was so... There was nothing in this.
No. No. It also... All it does is really make me frustrated and want to watch movies that are much better. Like Cube is a much better version
of this
movie.
This is what I was thinking. I was thinking of Saw, like the first
Saw,
one.
Saw.
Cube.
I like those caught in a conundrum with a small cast and
space. Wait, where the fuck are we? What's going on?
I like that whole, like, you know, you have to deal with the people around you. You can't really get out. You're stuck.
Right.
I like that. Cube does it really well. This movie called Circle.
Okay.
And it's like a one room, like one shot film that it's all about kind of like the social interactions, like the social currencies and social the tendencies people have to form different types of like opinions, alliances, and judgments.
Sure.
I highly recommend it.
Mm.
Much better version of this.
Much better than this.
Yeah, much better than this.
Well, there you go.
I've watched that movie like 3 times, but this one, no.
Yeah, I'd say if you want to have something on in the background, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's not going to ruin your day.
No, but, it's not atrocious. It's just
not good. It leaves a lot.
Lots to be desired.
Just like us.
Take a pass. Yeah, just like this show. Yeah,
that's right.
If you want to know what it's like to listen to our show without actually listening to it, go watch Double Blind.
There you go, Double Blind.
Double Blind.
And if you want to know what it's like listening to us even more.
Yes, go listen to us at The Kickstart.
The Kickstart with Matt and
with
Matt.
With Matt and Matt. Once again, redundantly stupid.
That's
pointlessly
what we do. It's what we do best.
Existing.
And the best part is, on that show, we have even less direction.
Oh,
we
God,
have even less focus.
We have no structure.
And we talk about all kinds of stuff. Sometimes it's complete and total nonsense. Usually it involves some sort of situation that's gone terribly wrong in someone's life, very often mine.
More often than not, yes. If you want to hear about real misfortunes.
Yeah, it's great. We have a blast, and then we talk about weird news and all that good stuff. But yeah, it's been a nightmare.
It's been a time.
been a nightmare with this movie, but we're going to try again. We're going to do another one. It's going to be,
I got my eyes on a few movies coming out.
We're going to keep them peepers propped open wide.
We'll let you know if it's if these new movies are worth it or not.
Yeah. We'll let you know, and then you can figure it out for yourself. That's because
right. then
you better not start listening to us.
Hit us up and say, you're fucking dead wrong. You suck.
Oh, my God.
You're an idiot. You're
let
fucking
us
dumb.
Know what's wrong.
Please.
Write songs about it.
Complaint corner.
Please.
It's delicious.
Because of the end of civilization, the Clamp Cable Network now leaves the air. We hope you have enjoyed our programming, but more importantly, we hope you have enjoyed life.